Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I am so angry about what's going on inside the New World Order that I can barely contain myself into these broadcasts anymore. I knew about the New World Order. I knew about the globalists. I knew about their plans. Really, like nobody else does other than the people that run it. But it's another thing to actually see them launching it and really letting us know they're going into the depths of it. Now, I was doing some research last night, and I'll cover this at the bottom of the hour. Into 7277, State Department Memorandum 7277, and then public law that came out of it. It is the law of the United States. Was passed into law as State Department policy, and it calls for the total disarmament of the American people. And just now, folks are starting to pay attention to it. Last night, I text messaged folks that I know that have worked for the CIA and the FBI and other places, a couple different people, and they said, I've never seen 7277. And I said, look at this. And I said, I'm a CIA.gov link talking about it. And if one thing got Kennedy killed, it was this. You know, I don't think Kennedy overall was a bad guy, but he was really buying into this world government business. And he did buy into the gun confiscation plan, and it got him killed. It was the last straw when they finally said, he's dead. And a lot of people that meant well were involved in killing Kennedy, but then it was an even more evil globalist group that was behind trying to get Kennedy to do the gun confiscation. That was opening up China, had this New World Order plan that he was actually opposing. So that's why this gets so sophisticated and so complex. We would have been a lot better off if they hadn't killed Kennedy, because they would have tried this gun confiscation out in the open, and the UN's going to take over, and it's a good thing. And Kennedy was believing all this. But right at the end, he tried to abolish the Federal Reserve, tried to pull us out of Vietnam. He was smoking the peacenik dope that was only one wing of the New World Order. He didn't have full spectrum analysis. And neither does Trump. And I don't say that from a position of, I'm so smart, you know, the average high-level politician doesn't understand this. They've been picked and chosen because they're compartmentalized. Trump came in from the outside, from entertainment and from the service industry, and was able to get in by riding a populist wave that Steve Bannon and Stephen Miller brought to him as his operating system. And Trump was familiar with it because of his father and of Roy Cohn and the Jerome Burt Society, and identified with it, but it wasn't Trump's main operating system. Now he's been further inducted into understanding of the deep state by having it try to barbecue and electrocute his arse. So we come back, we'll talk about what David Knight points out. George Floyd is now the patron saint. We can rewind that and show that when we come back. He's now the patron saint of the takeover of the police, because this is not abolish the police. This is intimidate, come in with federal and globalist money. This is Operation Strong Cities. Hey, guys, print me something on Strong Cities. Loretta Lynch wants UN to oversee police departments. Breitbart, InfoWars, AP. That's what this is. And just as it was in 1963, it is today. There's George Floyd, the patron saint of the left. How many days of funerals? How many days of absolutely just knowing that it touched our hearts, seeing him beg for his life. And so now, since our hearts touched, we're all guilty, we're all bad, and we have to kneel. We have to kneel to Sodom. We have to kneel to Lucifer. We have to bow to the New World Order. But it's gone too far, with white Democrats dressed up in Kwanzaa outfits, stumbling around in the congressional rotunda. That is all coming up, absolutely jam-packed transmission. And again, wild horses couldn't drag me away. I'm in a good spot right now. My mouth is still numb, having a molar that has been cracked and rotting for many years, finally removed. My wife will be happy. That bugger did not have a good smell to it, even if I brushed my teeth 5 times a day. The circle is now complete. When we return, we're going to launch into all of it and take your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. Remember, the only way we reach new people is when you decide to override the censors and spread the links to newswars.com/show, infowars.com/show. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to open the phones up throughout the rest of the transmission as we enter the second hour. I want to cover a ton of news from around the world and really try to bring folks up to speed as best I can on what we're really facing. But what I want to do today is I want to open the phones up for leftists who've woken up to tell their stories. People that were in Antifa, people that were in the Communist Party, people that were in Black Lives Matter, to call in and tell us your story of what you witnessed and what you saw. Also, I want to open the phones up for leftists that really do think Trump's bad and really do think that abolishing the police is a good idea, and who really think that the Democrats and the globalists have your best interest at heart. I'd love to respectfully hear from you if you seriously disagree. And there's a third group. I'd like to hear from people who have been helped by police, and I'd like to hear from people who've been wronged by police. And I personally was wronged by police. Growing up in Dallas, I was not a big drug user, and I knew that police were dealing the drugs in Rockwall County where I live. They later busted the sheriff dealing drugs. They later busted a bunch of the police department dealing drugs. Texas Monthly heard me talk about that when researched it and found out it was all true. And they would pull me over with my friends when I was 13, 14, 15. I had older friends who were driving, a lot of times girlfriends. And they'd search the car and find a six-pack of Coors and take us to juvenile. And I'd be like, man, I saw you 3 years ago deliver ecstasy and marijuana to that pool party. Because I lived in a wealthy area, you know, McMansions and mansions and swimming pools. And I'd see my friends' moms getting drugs delivered to them. I'd be at a party where the high school kids were there, or college kids. And I mean, sometimes they'd pull up cops in their private truck, but they'd be in uniform with a jacket on and hand them a bag of drugs. So when the very cop that's a drug dealer is taking me to jail, I'm like, hey, buddy, I saw you deliver drugs. That's when they flipped out, threatened to kill me. A couple of years into it, they told my dad, through our lawyer, they said, you need to move out of here or your son's going to end up being hung dead in the jail. So are there bad police departments? You better believe there are. And can police be oppressive and do bad things? You bet. Can the courts do it? It's our system, though. And you look at the other systems, they're even worse. And it's all about the character of the people and how we stand up and what we say no to. The TSA is a total hoax. Islamics attack us. The borders are wide open, but they're going to grope your genitals. Don't blame the average TSA agent. If you want to do civil disobedience and, you know, opt out, that's great. But don't say they're the problem. We let Congress do this. We need to change the law. Just like we need vaccine liability, vaccine damage liability, where they can hurt you with the vaccines or kill you or your family, and then it's secret court if you can jump through 100 hoops and you get paid a paltry sum. Average is about $100,000 for people that die. Your kid dies, you get $100,000. Wow. You get paralyzed, you get $100,000. So there's a lot of things we need to change, but us just killing each other because we're black or we're white or because it's the cops is wrong. And I got to tell you, crime's been going back up because with all the Trayvon Martin Justice Department finance garbage to create a race war for the last 6, 7, 8 years, the police are slow rolling into black communities. And that is causing people to be fed on by criminals that know that they can't get in trouble. And I'll just say it. George Floyd was in security. A lot of people at nightclubs are drug dealers. We all know security usually deals with drugs in a place that's corrupt. He drops a baggie out of his pants when he's in the surveillance video. He had enough fentanyl to kill 2 grown men in him. But he's now the patron saint. They've actually got a funeral going on with him as a saint, as an angel with wings, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we can back that up 5 minutes and show the viewers. But this is ridiculous. I'm sad he's dead. But a Christ-like figure, he is not. And I'm not taking on the guilt of the police officers that have all been indicted. What is it, 5 of them that were there? I didn't do that. And I'm not going to take on some guilt because of what color I am. That is cult brainwashing. That is the essence of being in a cult. And now Black Lives Matter is coming out saying, if your family isn't for Black Lives Matter, and that means the George Soros, Planned Parenthood, break up the traditional family, abort black babies, adopt a Marxist-Leninist worldview. They just use black people as a shield, as a cover, as a sales point. Oh, you're guilty about black people being mistreated sometimes? Well, you just better do whatever the New World Order says. That's all this is. And now there he is up there as the patron saint, George Floyd. Think about that. And think about, are you going to take this guilt on? I mean, here's an example. There is 10-to-1 black-on-white crime in this country by every crime statistic there is. We'll pull up this article. Instagram censors FBI crime stats graph as hate speech. This is the FBI's own numbers. And if you look at the whites killed by blacks, it's 9.63. Blacks killed by whites, it's 0.77. Or more than 10 times more likely for blacks to kill whites. Blacks killed by blacks is 53.94 compared to blacks killed by whites, 0.77. So where's the problem? The left destroyed the black community. They've delegitimized. They've broken up the families. They've shipped drugs into it, welfare. This is their plan for everybody. They admit it's total domestication and enslavement. Look at these numbers. White on black, 59,000 versus 547,000 black on white attacks. This is what they arrest you for in Europe, in Germany or Sweden, if you show statistics that are exactly the same there, except it's Muslim against white. When you pull up these numbers there, they will arrest you if you even say the race of someone that attacks somebody unless they're white. So this is what the left's covered up. They brought in groups, taught them to hate the country they're in, and taught them that whiteness is inherently bad, and then tell whites, you're guilty for these cherry-picked events that we blow up mountains out of molehills, and then we say you're all guilty. That's a cult. Look at these headlines. New York Times columnist demands white people ditch family members who don't support Black Lives Matter. Well, I thought Scientology's bad when they tell family members that don't support it, you're supposed to ditch it. But the real cult here, folks, is the Democratic Party. Everything they do is cult-like. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and show you the Democrats bowing again, this time House members, wearing Kwanzaa outfits. There's no end to the virtue signaling. But with Trump, he doubled, more than doubled, funding for black colleges and specifically earmarked $100 billion in tax breaks for corporations to relocate in predominantly black areas and even put earmarks on it that it was supposed to go to minorities to have those jobs. I almost think that's discriminatory. But if you want to fire hose jobs and infrastructure at people instead of just checks to go buy Democrat drugs with, then that's what you do. Because the Democrats, when you're on Skid Row in Austin or Skid Row in L.A., you go down there and there's an open-air drug market, disgusting drugged-out prostitutes on fentanyl, and they all get their paycheck. And there's local leftist groups that sign them up for other welfare they can get, and the leftist groups take about a third of the money on average, and they'll be getting $100,000, $200,000 a year to somebody that's got a disability. And that person is in a wheelchair on fentanyl, doesn't know what planet they're on. And the local leftist groups will be in three-story, five-story buildings all around downtown, right there milking them like they're a cow. They go sign them up. They make sure they stay on the fentanyl or the drugs. And then those local community groups milk the homeless drug addict. And that's all this is, a milking operation. And then to distract from what the Democrats are doing, oh, look, a cop in a Democrat city trying to do chokeholds by the Democrats. Let's make it all about white people and Republicans everywhere. Let's all make it their fault.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, next segment, I'm going to take calls until about 15 minutes in the next hour. Then Dr. Steve Pachenik, former head of psychological warfare of the State Department, the CIA, will be joining us to gauge this whole attempted globalist uprising and how to counter it. The toll-free number to join us on this June 9th transmission with 146 days out from the election is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. With your quick pro-police story, your quick synopsis anti-police story or bad story, your whistleblowing inside a leftist organization, those are the type of questions I want to ask here. If you're a leftist that disagrees with me and wants to explain how you think all this rioting and death and attacks are good, then I want to hear from you. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But I do want to get to your call, so just have your point. We'll move to the next person. I don't want to sound rude when I hang up on you. Okay, let's get into the cult brainwashing. So the New York Times and the major universities and all of them are lockstep, whether it's Europe, whether it's in Australia, whether it's here in the United States or Canada. White people are inherently bad. It's original sin to be white. This is the most racist stuff you could ever imagine. But if you don't agree with that, you're racist. And so now they had the senators have the moment of silence of Friday and then get on their knees. Well, now we've seen Nadler and Pelosi, but they wanted to one-up. We're going to play the audio here in a moment. The senators, so they all wore Kwanzaa outfits and Kwanzaa masks. I guess some type of like Kenyan pattern. Talk about virtue signaling. Talk about cultural appropriation. It's just pandering. It's so transparent. It's so disgusting. And then, of course, these individuals could hardly even get back up once they've gotten on their knees. But the truth is they want America to get on its knees in cult programming of wearing masks and wearing Kwanzaa outfits and bowing. It's all about virtue signaling. It's all about distracting everybody. Because these are the mentally ill slaves, Pelosi and others, that the system has to offer. So here's the first video of Pelosi talking about it.
For those who wish to, we will now kneel for our moment of silence.
This is a complete and total clown show. Trump's actually trying to stop the fentanyl pouring in that's killing millions. Actually trying to get jobs, industry. All that's real. Doubling the funding of black universities. All that actually helps people. No, ladies and gentlemen, they want to siphon off and milk the welfare off of these drug dens they run in order the police not to patrol or protect. They want open crime red light districts that they control. Now let's go to these Skeksis trying to get back up. Here it is. I mean, what a joke. These people are on another planet. So she's bad. She's bowed to show that she's evil because she's white. Because they tell black folks don't do it. And the police chiefs go, that's not enough. We're going to get on our bellies and put our hands behind our backs. And now the British Prime Minister that ended slavery, England didn't even have it, but they sent ships out to attack slave ships, and hundreds of thousands of British sailors and Marines were lost in the next 50 years. It was massive wars to end slavery. Well, now they're trying to take down his statue. That article is up on Infowars.com. Leftists want to topple statue of British Prime Minister whose government ended slavery. That's right. statue of Charles and Earl Grey, a former British prime minister, despite the fact that he oversaw the abolition of slavery in the British Empire. That's a bad person. They attacked the Abraham Lincoln Memorial a few days ago and the Black Memorial for Civil War. That's just who the left is, because they're good and you're bad, and facts don't matter to them because they're God. Well, here's the Islamicist Sadiq Khan, who banned outdoor advertising in London if it shows a woman in a bathing suit, because he's an Islamicist. He allows all the rape gangs and grooming to go on. He now is going to have a commission. He will decide what can be seen and what will be taken down. So this is the cult of Islam. You know, they love to cut down your statues when they conquer you and, you know, later take your women as slaves. So here's Sadiq Khan.
Are we taking statues down?
I suspect the recommendations of the commission may well be that some of the statues be taken down. For example, some of the slavers for whom there are statues across our city. I suspect the commission may come back and say it's not appropriate to be memorializing, to be celebrating these people that are icons. And they may well come back and say our recommendation is to take these statues down. But it's a discussion we should have, and it's really important to bring in diverse voices.
Do you think of any in particular?
I don't want to name them, but we can imagine the slavers. So, for example, there are statues of people who were involved in the Royal African Company in London.
So it always starts that way, doesn't it? Oh, we're just taking this down. But it's a commission of thought police that have the power to take down whatever they want, and they want Winston Churchill taken down. They've now taken down some of the kings in Europe. It's a joke. You can go to Africa right now and there's slavery. And I don't defend the institution of slavery itself. Christ spoke out against it. It was going on all over the world then. But let me tell you, Africa should think it's lucky stars that industry and the West was ever brought there, because it helped build it up. So should the rest of the world. Everybody knows that. But now the globalists are here to deindustrialize and get rid of everybody. But that's okay. Black Lives Matter. New York Times writer says, if your family doesn't support whatever the latest propaganda is and the latest demand to get on your knees or your belly, don't associate with them anymore. You know what the good news is? Everyone's running away from you. And everyone is running away from leftist ideologies, and the blue states are collapsing. I know your plan is to just take the whole country over and make us submit to you, but this is the death throes of the New World Order. And we don't just get buffaloed by it and buy into it. It's going to collapse in on itself. Now, when we come back, we're going to go to your phone calls, and then I have the footage. All over the country, people are coming up and throwing themselves on the hoods of people's cars. It's like a new rite of passage. And then they go, oh, I was attacked. A white supremacist tried to run me over. Look at this video. Let's play it again for TV viewers. If you watch, they jump up from the side. They jump up on the hood. They try to jump in front of the car. They pick the small car, one of the little mini cars. And, oh, that's how you're really in the inside group and battle-hardened, like the troops storming Normandy, as they compare themselves to, while they try to pull down the statue of the commander of it, Winston Churchill. And it's a bunch of white kids with trash can lids running around picking on women driving mini cars. Cars to go. So, again, this is the whole takeover plan. Meanwhile, shock video. Police say leftist lawyer, George Floyd protester, shot driver in the head. The guy's in the truck. He doesn't drive over him. He just stops, shoots him in the head. And look at the satisfaction on the face of your TV viewer of the liberal lawyer. He is a hero. He shot a man in the head on video who stopped at a stop sign. He's a hero. And the left is celebrating him, saying, you know what? That truck tried to run him over when it didn't. But see, it's all about, oh, a lady had a heart attack and died in Charlottesville. Oh, a guy drove a car into a crowd. Let's just go jump in front of cars and recreate that to, again, create the Civil War. Let's just start attacking people on highways and beating them up, like all the footage we've caught on tape.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to talk to Anonymous in Texas, a former leftist, Nathan in Michigan, Charles in Michigan, Joe in North Carolina, and many others on whatever topic they want to raise or the issues that I brought forward about what is it like to be a leftist, or do you still defend the left? Do you still think this isn't a globalist takeover funded by the most rich and powerful people on earth? But ask the question, too, what is Trump going to do to reverse this? With 146 days out from this election. But I wanted to play this video since I mentioned it for TV viewers, radio listeners on their Reddit. Just last weekend, we had Savannah Hernandez out there during the riots, and they blocked I-35, and a white dude gets out of his car and says, "Hey, I love Black Lives Matter, but, you know, I've been stuck out here for a long time," and a big black dude starts punching him and beating him, knocks his glasses off, and the dude keeps attacking him so he can't get his glasses. And Savannah gets in the guy's face and says, "Stop." Let me tell you, these are some ballsy demonstrators. Because I guarantee you, that's rioting. That's blocking people. You start hitting people, folks have got guns in those cars. But that's all this has become, is an excuse for thugs to go crazy. And nobody's lionizing the poor white people being attacked. But then we have the footage of the man in the car getting shot in the head. This is happening all over the place. And new videos coming out of the left jumping from the side on the hoods and then calling police and saying, I was attacked, I was attacked. It's all Jesse Smolletting on a grand scale. And every leftist goes out to see how they can pose and be a victim. Now watch that video again. They're jumping in front and on the side of the car. Look at that. From the side of the car, jumping up on it. In fact, guys, I want to do this as a stunt. Have one of the crew go to a local rental car place, get a small car, and then we'll just reenact this after the show. And it'll be, I'll just say, stop it with a trash can and jump on. I'll go, I'm a hero, and then I'll call the police. Not literally, but I'll do it figuratively to illustrate this because it keeps happening. So here's the footage with the audio of Savannah Hernandez having to defend a skinny white dude being beat up by a big black dude for no reason other than his race. Here it is. Do it with my knees. Jump up straight with my knees on his chest. Head goes down. Bye-bye. You guys ought to be glad they're messing with little kids, man. Boom! And then a woman has to stop him. She's trying to find his glasses. Where are the men in America who are threatening to beat her up? So they shut the highway down. You're with your screaming babies, everything. Because they're the communists. They're the good people. Why, George Floyd, he's our graven idol. When he's not shooting porn movies or working as a bouncer at the club or got bags of fentanyl falling out of his pocket. Turns out there's two videos of drugs falling out of his pocket. Okay, I don't want him to die. My point is he's not Jesus. He's not my God. What's the Bible say, Old Testament? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And that goes on into having a graven image you worship. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Or that it goes on, that shall not bow down thyself to it nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of thy fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Boy, can you imagine how our generations are going to pay for all the abortion and the rest of it? And now, bowing to George Soros' Black Lives Matter, bowing to Black Lives Matter run by Planned Parenthood that wants to abort babies. They're bowing to a group that, I love black people. Oh, a couple of cops did something wrong. So we represent black people, and then it's Planned Parenthood mainly funding it. Look it up. Because if you're there to kill the black people, what better system than to claim you care about George Floyd? How many, is this four funerals now? Maybe they're going to have his coffin go around for 100 years. And now in public schools, they're having elementary students say, I'm guilty, I'm bad, and they're bowing and they're laying down, and they're saying, I'm sorry, I'm white. Little kids being taught they're bad because of what color they are. Imagine what it was like for black people in some areas to be taught they were bad because of what color they were, and now repeating it to supposedly end it. How sick is that? And the very party that ran that in this country as an institution is the one teaching it to us now. They got a word for that. It's called sick as you know what. I'm going to play this short newscast and go to your calls. This is the newscast dealing with the man. According to police, a liberal lawyer from Colorado is being charged with attempted murder for assaulting and assault after he shot a driver in the head while the motorist tried to creep through a line of protesters blocking the road. They just run out, block his truck. He doesn't even bump them. For radio listeners, I'm narrating it. It's on Infowars.com. And, man, this dude, right to the window, shoots him right in the head. The guy drives off, parks, cops come. And the left stayed there and called the cops, saying he had attacked them. And you look at the arrested individual, he looks like in his mugshot photo, like he is happier than flies on you-know-what. These people are crazy. And they're out there believing anybody's a Nazi. They run and throw themselves on your truck and shoot you in the head. You're bad. I threw myself in your truck and shot you in the head. You're bad because you're white. And he's a white dude doing it. Remember H. Grealish yelling at Owen Schroyer? See if we can find that. The full exchange. I want to get the full video. And he goes, you're an effing white male. Shut your mouth. You don't have speech. They believe this, folks. Here's the video. Here's the report.
Controversy continues to rattle the small southeastern city of Alamosa after police say a 27-year-old defense attorney who was protesting shot a 49-year-old driver in the head on Thursday night. The driver is in a Colorado Springs hospital, and the attorney is charged with attempted murder and assault. But tonight, KRDO News Channel 13 has obtained security camera footage, which has been provided to police from a nearby business that captured the moments leading up to the shooting. Now, we want to warn you that the video you're about to see may be disturbing to some. Here's investigative reporter Chelsea Brenzel.
Security footage time-stamped at 5:55 Thursday evening shows the moments surrounding a shooting during a protest in downtown Alamosa. You can see about a dozen protesters lining Main Street with signs in hand. Next, a black truck pulls up, and as the driver goes through the crosswalk, this protester appears to reach in their pocket, pull out what police say is a gun, and aims it at the passenger window of the truck. Within 11 seconds of nearing the crosswalk, the truck comes to a halt in the middle of the intersection. Protesters scatter. Cars continue to drive around the stop truck for about 2.5 minutes after, and then the truck moves through the intersection. Alamosa police say they found the driver, 49-year-old Danny Pruitt, alert about a half mile away from the scene of the shooting. Shortly after, police arrested Alamosa defense attorney 27-year-old James Marshall on several charges, including attempted murder and assault. On Friday afternoon, some protesters told KRDO the driver plowed through the crowd. But here's what Alamosa investigators told us about that claim.
So we heard the same thing. Again, it's still an ongoing investigation. I could say that we have no evidence to show that he was driving into or through the protesters.
Meanwhile, many of the protesters in Alamosa are stunned by the violence.
Sad that things turn the way they turn in a matter of a second. I mean, you're talking seconds. It was just the wrong town at the wrong place.
And those who have been at the protests all week hope they remain peaceful as they were before Thursday night. In Alamosa, Chelsea Brenzel, KRDO, News Channel 13.
We don't know the driver's condition right now, but a GoFundMe created by his family indicates he is on life support. The fundraiser page also says the driver is a single father and a veteran who lives in Canyon City.
But a leftist wanted a virtue signal and bust a cap and take a scalp, and he did.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Submitting to the left doesn't get them off your back. It makes them demand more. Because they've got a giant group of people of every race, color, and creed all over the world that want you to bow and that want you to say you're a racist. So they're going to call everything racist and everything a microaggression. So they have an excuse to be mean and dominate you and then demand a list of demands that you acquiesce to. And now you must join their cult. You must denounce yourself. You must say that you're a bad person. You must denounce your family. You must say America sucks. But never say Bill Gates sucks. Never say Ted Turner sucks. Never say Jeffrey Epstein's bad. Never expose the New World Order. Never expose Jeff Bezos's and the people worth hundreds of billions of dollars that finance us all killing each other and turning George Floyd into the patron saint of the UN taking over our local police. I'm going to show you the evidence of that next hour. But right now, let's go to Anonymous in Texas, former leftist. Thank you for calling. Welcome, Anonymous.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good here on air, still able to be on air with the massive censorship. Thanks to all of you.
Well, good, good. I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, don't be nervous.
I think I've called in several times since I started listening in 2011, and I ended up hanging up because of the long wait, but I was really rather pleasantly surprised at how long I didn't have to this time.
Well, I'm working on that. You know, the problem is that we have like 20 phone lines. And so if you call in number 15 or number 20, you're waiting hours. But if you call in first like you did, you're out of the gate. So welcome. Go ahead.
Wow, I don't even know where to begin. Here's something that's really ironic. You know, I listen to whatever I can every day. You know, my husband and I have been listening to Robert Barnes quite a bit. We really like David Knight. We've really, really been following this, you know, especially in terms of recent events. And the irony, excuse me, I am nervous. The irony is I wanted to sit down and write you guys a long letter because I've had thoughts as you've been broadcasting over the years, being a former leftist, that I think you're definitely correct in this way. There be a segment of I was in the anti-war peace and justice movement here in North Texas. I wasn't a leader, but I was one of the core organizers, I would say, from 1988 off and on until 2003. So it's you've got a broad spectrum of people, and sometimes I think, and I don't mean to be, well, sometimes I think you're painting everybody with the same brush. Definitely you're correct in that there were some very militant people that were advocating for violence and overthrow of the government. I know that for a fact because I went to one of their meetings, and what's happening now is what they were dreaming of. Okay? So you are very correct in that.
Well, let me just say this to be clear. What? Because the world's so complex that I'll oversimplify on a case by case. What's attractive to me about Democrats 20 years ago is they were supposedly anti-war. Now they're the pro-war ones. Trump's trying to pull us out of Afghanistan, pulled us out of Syria. That's a wonderful thing. The Democrats have totally abandoned that. I used to be nonpartisan. And absolutely, there are a lot of great people that are liberals who I've known that are really caring, good people. I'm saying now the multinational corporations and Soros have fully taken over all those movements from the top down, and now, by and large, they are psychotic, hateful cults. Absolutely, though, I know there are wonderful people that have been in the anti-war movement, and so what do they say now? Because Trump really is trying to get us out of these wars.
Yeah, here's something really interesting. So my last stint with the peace and justice movement was back in 2003 when we were bombing, whatever, I'm still a little bit nervous. What weren't we doing?
Iraq.
Yes, Iraq. The, you know, the National Day of Resistance, 2003, February, Iraq. That was my last stint. And so then I was busy. It was a busy mom. You know, I kind of retired from political work, was a busy mom. And my husband and I, this was when you were at the federal building. I'm giving away my city. I'm from Dallas.
So I was at the Federal Reserve, actually.
The federal building in 2011?
Yeah, the private Federal Reserve. Yes, I was at the Federal Reserve in Dallas.
Yeah, and then there was the Occupy protest right across the street from you.
Yes.
So my husband and I, we thought, this is kind of interesting. Let's go check this out. So we went down, and I kind of just kind of looked at some of the Occupy people and said hello and all that, and then I went over to your side. And none of the Occupy people I even recognized as part of the original peace and justice movement that I worked so closely with years before. It was a whole, but then again, the progressive movement, and I really feel this is because of Obama being elective, the progressive movement really took hold in Dallas after I left, and they had people organizing outside of your traditional peace and justice movement, which, by the way, included people that worked directly with Martin Luther King, yada, yada, yada.
Well, exactly, so, and all that's being thrown out. Now it's not about don't look at color, it's only look at color. And I could talk to you for hours. God bless you, and I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you brought up the issue that the original liberals in America are good people. And you've been hijacked and taken control of. The old Republican Blue Bloods, we've hijacked them with our populist movement. So we're the insurrection. And we're against these needless wars. We're against global government. We do want a strong military. And we're just here to help. And that's what is, you know, is happening here. All right. God bless you, man. Really appreciate your call. Let's take another call. Does anybody disagree? I'll go to them. Let's talk to Justin in Idaho, former leftist union organizer. Welcome, Justin. Tell us what's happening.
Hi, Alex. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yeah, so I was a former leftist guy. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I was hanging around with some of the WSA guys, the Worker Solidarity Alliance, and Food Not Bombs people, and the whole Occupy Wall Street thing. Hanging around those people just disgusted me, and I woke up, you know. I woke up after 9/11 when I was 16 years old. I knew that I just knew that it wasn't a real thing, you know. I could just tell. That's whenever I found you in high school. And then I kind of, George Bush, I hated George Bush so much that it kind of pushed me towards the left, you know?
Exactly. And now George W. Bush has endorsed Biden.
Right. And then I like a Winston Churchill quote that actually makes me feel a little better. He said, if you're not a liberal when you're young, you have no heart. You don't become a conservative as you get older. I'm probably butchering this. You have no brain.
That's what he said.
Made me feel better.
Winston Churchill was a really smart guy, and now they want to pull his statue down.
Their statue down, yeah. So
they're calling him a fascist, but they're comparing themselves to the D-Day invasion when he commanded that.
Right. Yeah.
They have no sense of irony. Have you noticed that? Because the liberals I used to know knew history and were informed.
Right.
I like them more than mainline conservatives that were all just blue bloods and thought they were elitist. And I mean, the average Republican was an establishment person. They didn't care about the Second Amendment or freedom. They were elitist. They weren't populist. So I thought the liberals had some good in them because they were populist. But now that's all gone, man. It's all stinking Soros, neoliberal corporate poison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then I worked for my union. I was an organizer. I got appointed to that position, and I was just disgusted by, so I never met any gangsters. I think the guys that run the union, they're not necessarily, they, at least the ones I experienced, they didn't let me in on that. I guess it wasn't part of the club all the way.
Oh, no, no. The average union guys are just taking orders from on top, and they're just trying to get a better deal for their people. I don't think you really find the evil in the unions. I mean, it's all the academics. It's the Antifa. It's the politicos. They're just the scum of the earth.
It was the bankers that I got the evil feelings from whenever we would do, like, we'd have meetings with the guys that controlled our funds. And my union's a pretty big union. We have billions.
Oh, it's famous. That's who's stealing the money, brother. Exactly.
That's who I was disgusted by. It was great.
And who's financing Black Lives Matter and Antifa? It's the big banks.
Right. Yeah. That's
what does Willie Nelson say? Bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He says he's coming to take my property, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend, and I'll ride again. Thank you so much, Justin. More calls straight ahead. Then Dr. Steve Pachinet to give his take on his attempt to overthrow the Republic and replace it with a nightmare. His job used to be overthrowing governments. He's an expert on it. We'll talk to him coming up. But first, more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.